You good?
Yeah. You can tell I got a thing with countdowns and not using them.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Jay Fresh would notice. I'm like, yo, you hit the button? They're like, nah. You want me to? Maybe. So possibly.
He's talking. He still has not queued up the...
No, we're going with this.
Bro, we're definitely not going with this.
We're live right now, yo.
That's fine. Cut this shit off, man. I'd rather just hear us talking respectfully.
Yo, you hate on King Shinada, man. He's dope.
Respectfully.
Producer. Disrespectfully, respectfully. Hey, what's good, people? I'm actually paying attention. Yours truly, DJ Knotts. Alongside my partner in crime here for another amazing and time to make up the energy effort of Pause for Applause Podcast. I guess you could introduce yourself. My bad. I'm sorry.
I guess you could.
My bad.
Well, man, you was on point, bro. I thought I was leaving you. You had it.
Did I?
Yeah, he was going.
Okay, cool. We back, man. Echoes up loud. I got a hoodie on in the summertime.
You know the vibe.
Things have changed. Things are good. Things have happened, man. So, nephew, what up? You still haven't introduced yourself.
Swell, man.
There
Swell
we go. Trail. All
professional
right.
Shit talk extraordinaire. Love of the people, the culture, and everything about it.
Come on, Jesse.
Yeah. What up, family?
That's not Will Sing song.
Yeah, definitely not. I will leave this mother.
Anyway, first of
tell
all,
me what to listen to?
First of all, last week didn't happen. It was all Will's fault, like 150%.
Real niggas know.
Tyler Prime, what's good?
Real niggas
know. Oh my gosh!
You see who coming here with mad shit on the back? Y'all did this week. I did this, and this. What I say, y'all? What you do?
I slept.
took a nap.
Yeah, that's about it.
I've been working this shit, but other than that.
So, Will, what you been up to?
Super light. What?
Word on the street is, Jamai, what up? Word on the street
I'm
is
a suspect?
No. That too.
Yeah, they don't look for me. I'm hot.
You were suspect about to be in the gym. That's what I heard. That's what the word on the street is, man.
Yeah, man. It's that time.
It's that time? Getting summertime fine in the summertime.
No, I'm over that. Yeah, we passed that point. Summertime is over. Like, right. might be wintertime right or something like that.
That's not bad.
What's the wintertime?
That's not bad.
What's the wintertime?
Get Fab on the phone. That may be it. Listen. Wintertime weight loss. I don't know.
We're thinking something. Yeah, but it's time.
He always crowded me.
We should get like a challenge going or something. Well, not for you, nigga, because you straight. But for the fat people. For the fat souls.
Well, I'm glad you think that, but
you religiously go to the gym, so you straight.
Yo, I've been once this week. That is not religious.
I went once this year.
That may be sacrilegious.
I went once this year.
Hey, man, it's all about new beginnings.
And I was just to sign up, and then I left. I never went again.
So. Oh, you one of them people that's be wasting your money and stuff like that, huh?
I'm rich, man.
Adam, what up?
What you talking about?
Miguel Delplish. Who you calling?
I'm not calling anybody, bro. I have a job, and my job sometimes likes to fucking blow my phone up.
Okay.
Like, after work.
Do you need a minute?
Like, nah. Oh, a minute? This is my minute, bro.
See? Here go JP.
Look, JP. Thank you, JP, man.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go.
So if I can't be a part of it, can I at least judge y'all for when y'all mess
judge?
Up?
Judge? I don't even know. Chill. Why you eating that? Yo, come on, fam. Don't do that. don't be that guy, bro.
It's motivation, G.
Yeah.
It's motivation.
Yo, don't you hate when you trying to do something? Like, hey, why are you eating that? Yo, first of all.
They care about your health.
No, they won't give a fuck, bro. You wasn't saying that shit when I was eating this wild shit before. Now you care because I said I want to do something different.
Yeah, you are mad aggressive about this topic.
Come on, man. You're pressuring me. Society is pressuring me.
Oh, my gosh. Let me turn you down.
Turn me up.
Nah, we not doing that.
Turn the music up. Turn me down.
Jay Stephen Palmer. What's good, brother? Court's here.
Guru, we at it again.
He over here.
Dog
wait,
sitting.
Wait. Say something, Court. Damn it. One more time.
Talk to me.
Hey.
Bingo, my nigga.
Court, what's new in your world that we can see but nobody else can see?
A dog.
He don't have a camera in front of him. But,
besides the blatantly
obvious.
I got
a birthday coming up. 2 weeks, so.
Do you really?
Yeah, man. You know,
shit, we turn it up?
It's all about balance. You know, last week we talked about balance. We're trying to balance it out, man. You know,
yeah, good luck with
too
that.
Too crazy this week. So, gotta chill.
How old you turning?
26.
I was 26 once.
Man, get out.
26. You know, 26 is not like your milestone year, though. So,
no,
like,
no, no,
what
no.
do you do on a 26th birthday? Do I you keep it down. Humble or do I.
What are you talking about, bro?
Appreciate it.
It's all a celebration.
You're right.
You celebrate, they're all milestones.
You're right.
All of them. Every single one.
Because your best birthdays be the most random ones, like 26, 33 was a good one.
I can feel it too.
Listen.
Feel
like the energy's up. Nice. Listen, I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I like where we at.
What is the one thing you are definitely doing for this birthday that you've never done before?
Spending time with family.
Okay. I like it.
Really? So you ain't spent time with family when you was like 7 and 8 years old?
That don't count. I didn't plan that. You don't. I didn't have options.
That shit wasn't your decision.
It was like, yeah.
You're doing whatever they told you to do.
You're going
to
eat the cake out of it.
Show the nigga mad love, B.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a second to think about that real answer, but you a Leo then.
Yeah, we got another Leo on the pod.
Yeah, that's Mike. Yeah, don't worry about him.
Shouts out to Mike.
He light-skinned Leo, though. They really don't count.
Yo, why you coming for the light-skinned people, bro?
Yo, I'm trying to wake up right now.
Yo, Mike, we going to jump this thing.
All right, let's talk about something. Court thinking about what he want to do for his birthday, because listen, man, everyone matters. Every birthday matters. Where's that hashtag at?
All right, so because we missed last week, one of the pressing things that happened last week was the Shakari Richardson suspension.
Mm.
So, go ahead and I'm definitely going to play the bad guy.
We got plenty. All right, go ahead. Yeah, go. I'm going to see if we're good with this.
No, all right. So I guess I'll pose it as a question first.
It's not playing. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to be. When I get my. Or you want to pose it as a question? Bad guy answer? No. I guess the issue is a lot of people had issue with her being suspended and missing the Olympics completely.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question more would be like, what were your thoughts on it? Or would you like to hear mine first?
Which part? That's narrowed down a little
bit. All right, the suspension in general.
I thought it was deserved.
Okay.
I did. I mean, you know you're an Olympic athlete, and I understand the reason why you did it. I'm not judging for that, but I understand the suspension as well, especially when you're black. You kind of expect certain things like that. And if you don't, you should. So I think in the long run, I'm going to say that. Go ahead. But that's my initial reaction. My initial thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
As much as I'd hate to fucking agree with you.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Nah, I looked at the same thing. People were outraged. Oh, if this was Michael Phelps, he got caught doing that. I was like, first of all, what we really got to do is like, we got to fact check each other sometimes, yo. Like, Michael Phelps
the
got
internet?
Caught.
Nah.
Michael Phelps got caught with a bong in a pitcher.
In a pitcher. Didn't even drop dirty.
He never popped for butt.
Never.
Like, so it's not the same thing. We can't compare apples and wrenches.
He got hit with 6 months.
He still got suspended, right?
Yeah. For a pitcher.
Yeah, for way longer than Sakari. So.
It just wasn't during the Olympic season. Yeah, all of that, the trials went on the line.
And just for anybody, not that I would know because I don't do drugs, but if you were to smoke one joint right now, you would not pop. You would not pop for marijuana.
So you're judging her for the amount of weed?
No, I'm smoked? Just saying, like, the story of, my mom died and I smoked a joint.
Oh, you think she's lying?
No, she would never.
Yo, you reaching now? I'm gonna say you reaching,
bro. You could smoke a joint right now with no. If you have no THC in your system right now,
yeah,
you don't. You could. You could smoke a blunt right
ain't no
now.
THC and hookah, right? Okay, cool.
Bro, you will be a J with THC and hookah.
Go ahead.
You are hookah pookie.
I'm not.
Pookie hookah. What are those?
You gonna let that go?
If you smoked the J right now and we piss tested you or blood tested you, you wouldn't pop.
But it's not the same type of test that they're doing for regular people.
I'm talking about Olympic testing. It wouldn't matter. It's not gonna pop.
Oh, you've been tested for the Olympics? I didn't know.
I've been tested for marijuana. Lived a different life before.
So how much do you think it would take for it to register?
Not a single joint. Bro, all right, put it like this.
I mean, if she was in L.A. with it, bro. She was probably smoking some good weed, bro. So more than likely.
A single joint?
28%. You're dropping dirty, bro.
It's not going to hit. I'm talking like if you have no THC in your system at all, it's not going to hit.
No, you're right.
It's just not going to hit.
So tell us what you really think happened. Because obviously happened? You got a whole.
She smoked. And I think there's nothing wrong with smoking. I don't have no issue with that. That's not the problem. Like, that's not the issue. The issue is what you do for a living. And their rules are these rules. I wasn't mad at Olympics for what they did.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Like it was what it was. Do I think the rules are antiquated and stupid? Hell yeah. But that's not the argument.
They change the rules every year.
Absolutely. That's not the argument though.
Yeah.
I had to ask myself, like, what would be some reasons to reinstate her? And I just couldn't think of anything.
None.
Like Trump.
Yeah.
Doing what she did.
The world hates Trump.
Oh,
so.
She's the fastest girl in the world, so she has to run. No,
she's
not
the fastest girl. Yeah.
We hope she is.
On time from that last race, correct?
Yeah. Every time I turn around, somebody got to bring up the Caribbean and how they fast.
Wow.
Every time I turn around.
Get some hell fucked up.
What type of buttons are these?
I nailed that one.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Did y'all get that from us?
Yeah. Listen, man. Yeah. See, Melissa said, see, Calvin, what up? She had some serious issues when she tested positive. She claims to have done it once.
Yeah, she's lying.
Wait, she said she did it once?
Yeah.
Well, she said the reason she did it was
It was kind of implied, like, oh,
that's not implied? No.
Yeah, why you pop? Yo, I smoke weed because my mom's died.
Exactly. That's not saying I smoked one joint. No.
So then you didn't do it? So she died and I just smoked a fucking a zip.
I'm not trying.
Because I was...
How old are you?
Like, yo, I'm just I mean, it is what it is, man. But she'll be fine. She's still young, and Olympus come around every 4 years, so you be straight.
Stop taking.
My thing is though.
Listen, man.
Talk to me.
Even after the fact that she dropped dirty, correct? She
right.
got a 30 days. She still was eligible to race in the relay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you feel like
no
them not letting her race in the relay was kind of like a icing on the cake? Like, okay.
That was a fuck you.
No.
Yeah, I absolutely think so, bro.
It's the other way around. It's the other way around.
Legally, she's able to race, bro. So all y'all got to do is just sign up.
It's the other way around. Y'all saw all the attention this got. So had she been put on a relay team, every time she stepped foot on a track over in Tokyo, that's all that would have been talked about. Yeah.
Man, Snoop Dogg commercials. They'd have put Snoop Dogg. They would have superimposed Snoop Dogg on while she running. You know they would have did it. She'd have been handed a baton. It would have been a blunt.
And you see how quick we came up with that?
That shit would have actually been funnier.
And you wonder why.
Now I wish it would have happened even more.
Stop it.
The internet truly is undefeated.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. I ain't going to lie.
Can't beat it, can't get away.
They should make it anyway. Fuck it. They can do it anyway.
They probably will.
They will. You're welcome.
But anyway, that's why I think it wasn't on.
That's valid.
Yeah.
That's valid.
Wait, not being valid again? Oh, man. I can't believe it.
When you say again, you mean like it's happened before?
Oh, my God. Are you saying it doesn't happen on a regular basis?
Define regular basis.
Every day. And exactly, and my man Tech Metrics sounds like the same thing. Sit this one out.
Mm-hmm.
Come back in 4 years. That comeback story is going to be so gigantic.
And plus, you can smoke what you want for the next 3 years.
I don't think that's how that works.
What do you fucking mean? This is the time to do it now. Burn it down, sis.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, man, smoke them if you got them.
All right.
Like, now is the time.
So do you think she should be taking some of these...
What?
These endorsements that have been coming away?
Of course you better take that check. What are you talking about?
But she won't be amateur anymore, though.
Not for vape companies.
Yeah. That's vape company wanted her to...
I'm not taking that. Yeah, that's... Yeah. First of all, that's not enough money if you don't want to, like...
Hey, this money vapes. I don't know what you're talking
First
about.
First of all, the Olympic... Claiming that you shouldn't be getting paid and being an Olympic... You know NBA players in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I know. I they got to chill. Said it. Yeah,
they got to chill with some of these dumbass rules.
Oh, I think you meant they got to chill with losing.
Ooh. Australia. That's where we going?
It's a nice little.
He said, let go.
Yeah.
All right. So, my basketball fans.
Devil in the dress. What's good?
I watched them and I'm like, somebody asked me my job. He was like, yo, you nervous about Team USA? nervous.
Wait, somebody at your job actually asked you that?
He said they're not winning. I was like, but nervous. I don't know if nervous is the word.
Oh, man.
They didn't get smacked by anybody. They was on a precipice of getting smacked a couple of games, but.
Point spreads from previous years.
Oh yeah, but you know, the world's catching up, bro.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
The world is catching up. Like I watched some other country teams and I recognize those players.
Yeah,
like I know him. Yeah. I know him. I know who he played for. I didn't know he was African. Exactly. Like I'm saying
them,
shit like that.
These foreign guys are infiltrated the league,
bro, and they nice.
Yeah,
he said infiltrated.
They're not. Not only that, they're nice and they're not. They're not starstruck like older years.
Right.
They looking at Dame like, I play
pro.
You every, I play four times a year, bro.
They start playing
Let's
pro
go.
Out there at 15, bro. So.
15?
Like,
bro.
Your boy,
I blame
Luka. Luka was playing pro.
Luka was playing
at
the highest level of basketball in his country at like 13 years old, bro.
That's a fact.
So let's just cut right to it.
When you were still getting
it.
AAU games in. Let's just cut right to it then.
Let's cut right to
Talk
it.
Talk to me.
Will the USA men's basketball team win gold?
No.
Really?
Who they lose to?
They'll medal. But that's a loss to us. They'll medal, but then they're not winning the
gold.
Anything
but first is.
Yeah, it's a loss. That's what I said. It's a loss.
Leave that in Tokyo.
And you talk about us when we talk about Caribbean track and field. That's how we feel. And you doing it. You know what, man? Yo.
What?
Yo.
Caribbean track and field.
Come on, man. Come on. You making my point, though. The same way you feel about men's basketball. You're going to say men's basketball. Same way you feel about
Caribbean track and
field. Not as a car, not racing. I can watch the Olympics with my grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
She's West Indian.
Okay. What country?
Jamaica. she wasn't gonna let me go for USA in front of her. It wasn't gonna go down like that.
We outside.
I'm from Jamaica.
Yes, we know Jamaica, Queens.
No, you didn't say, you didn't specify.
It's hard coming.
All right,
so
I eat a lot of Jamaican food. Does that count?
That does not count.
Well, I smoke it. Oh, I forget it. Yeah. Shikari might be listening.
That's what you
I don't
did.
Want to pressure.
That's what you did there. That's what you did there. Show a little love.
Yo, Shikari, roll up.
Nah, for real though, like quick question.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'll take for Shikari to live this up? Do you think they'll carry her on to
her? She's over already.
Like, or does she got a really body next time she runs?
She is.
To really get away from this.
Get away from it.
This shit is not it's not a thing.
Weed.
It's over.
I'm just saying that the
they
whole
ain't catch up. She ain't marrying Barry.
Yeah, like Ricky Williams. Like, you think of Ricky Williams, you think of marijuana.
I think he was a hell of a football player. But
I don't want that attached to her name. You know what I mean?
It won't be.
Yeah.
It's been a week and that shit is over already.
You know what the nastiest part of all of this was?
Ooh.
When they started throwing in her other business, talking about the weed, like, oh, she had an abortion.
No,
and she did this.
Are you serious?
I was like,
that happened?
That was nasty. I was like, yo, something wrong with
y'all. Y'all punching your fucking face if that was my
thank
sister.
You
out of control,
thank
my nigga.
Thank you. And that's how I felt, too.
Man, you out of control.
That
whoever
was
did
nasty,
that shit, you a coward.
Yeah. Whoever it was out there. Yeah,
all you niggas, I reposted it. Y'all disgusting, bro.
We're not doing that conversation.
Everybody who did that, I'm saying.
Okay, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That's nasty.
What up? I was going somewhere with that.
Talking about how you...
Nope.
Yo, I got a real question to ask y'all.
Oh, shit.
You can hold it down, though.
No, go ahead.
You want it now?
What direction are we going in?
It might go all the way left, but not in a bad way. It's just it's a really...
Bro, we don't care about going left. We go left all the time.
Yeah, let's do it then. All right, so question.
I'm James Harden.
In this day and age...
Whoa, what would you do?
No.
Hey, yo.
Hey. Maybe this question.
Yo. Pause for applause.
So Joe, run that back, Joe.
Joe, edit that part out.
Edit that out, bro. Question. Okay, so I was on social media. You know,
I don't like this question.
Always a mistake.
Go ahead.
Second time for the month on social media.
That's good.
And I was coming across Shade Room posted the Amari
Bailey. You're 0-2 already with me, son.
My question is... If you guys was growing up, would you be able to handle your parents being social media active and, like, involved in the in crowd with that whole Instagram model thing? Because Amari Bailey's mom is, like, she's a good-looking woman, and she got posted on the
who's
Shade
that?
Room.
I don't know who Amari Bailey
Amari
is.
Amari Bailey is, he plays basketball with LeBron James' son.
Okay. Oh, the light skin kid.
The whole thing that transpired.
That's the light skin kid?
Drake went to the game and chatted with Amari Bailey's mom and got caught up having a date with her.
That's his mom's?
In Yankee Park. Yeah.
That was in L.A. in the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
That's his mom's?
Yeah.
His mom's bad.
See, I'm scrolling. Yo, that's, thank you.
I didn't know that was his mom's.
I'm going down Shade Room and I'm like, bro, I would be devastated if people was going in on my mom like this, bro.
In a good way, though.
You
think you listen to Drake records differently now?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
He probably said, fuck.
He had a He Got Game moment.
Yeah. Knowing
above
that.
Above the rim.
Yeah, knowing that he's busting
Stay
down your
mom's.
No
one ever loved us.
Yeah. Yo. Knowing that he's busting down. So when he say something wild about a chick, and you be like.
I bet you're going to listen to the music just to catch a bar. Like, I wish he would say something.
Let's look at it the other way, though.
Moms look like a thick Snow Allegra. That's
Do you feel
like.
Like parents should tone it down, or should they just live their life?
Now I want to see her page. I want to see what it looked like. Now I'm just saying, like, how to know what tone it down would be come from. Like, I don't want, if my mom's Cardi B, I would be like, yeah, that might be a lot for me. You know what I mean? Like, but her being pretty, that wouldn't bother me. And her, even like bathing suit shit wouldn't bother. Like, if your mom's is like busting it open and twerking on IG, I could see me having an issue with
know,
that.
People are in there like, oh, she. Talking about like, oh, she had plastic surgery, or she fake, whatever the case may be. And it's just like, man, I wouldn't be able to listen. Look at these comments, bro.
You just be lying, bro.
I'd be like, yo, mom, you got to delete your IG for just 4 weeks, please.
Is this how she provided for her son? I asked that first.
No, she's sleeping with... Let me chill.
fucking Drake. What are you talking about? Yeah, she better not be providing for her son.
I'm just playing.
Definitely making investments.
I got to eat, but if that's not how she provides,
that's what you're saying.
That's what you're saying.
As a grown man. We're talking about a teenager.
Teenager,
right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
From that
you
aspect.
You gotta go to school with these same cats that's scrolling down Shade Room.
Beating off to your mom.
Wilding out running on, bro. Like, come on, man. Now, out of respect, does the parent
tone
it down?
Respectfully beating off.
Or the kid just eat it up?
Because what happens when she comes to the game at the school?
Listen, right.
I would go home and cry to my mom.
You know, niggas is giving that mom's mad hugs.
Hey, Miss Bailey. Yo.
My niggas been lip hugging your mom. Yo, man. Yo, I know you got. Yo, yo. Don't you got to snuff a nigga for doing that?
Can you imagine seeing your whole basketball team in your mom's followings?
Niggas looking at your mom doing the Birdman rub. I'm an old.
Nah, come on, man. There's got to be some therapy to this,
yo,
man.
Yo, you
come
out on. Here saying, listen, man.
Too much?
I'm going to say this. Nah, talk. I mean, it's you. So it's
I, don't know, I don't know if I'm offended by that.
I just say it. It's, yeah, this is what people come here for. Yeah. Not my information, but, you know, this is my take on it. Because he's already in such a high, you know, limelight, right? He's used to different kinds of pressure. That's I think young athletes, especially when you're in AAUs and all-star things and, you know, coming up, you get trained differently. So I'm not saying that you're not sensitive because we know a whole lot of NBA players who are way too sensitive.
Kevin Durant.
He ain't the only one. But I think a lot of the mental toughness comes from, you know, the practicing and the game time and things like that. Just it's about him having to transition that and understand that. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's going to be beating your mom down,
I think it comes with the territory, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
You want to be a top ball player, your mom's is bad.
You know your mom's bad.
Yeah, bro.
I did not know that was his mom.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know what y'all talking
and Drake about. Did it so smooth, bro. Like, he didn't come here for that.
So, I don't know. Did you see the pictures of him at Dodger Stadium?
Nope.
So, yo, the dude rented out like the.
Let's make this clear. If it's on Shade Room or anything like that, I ain't seen it. But go ahead.
How often am I on social media?
I'm just saying.
Very little.
I'm just saying.
So, and I don't even follow them. So that's why I don't say their name.
Okay.
Like, he had a table and chair set up along the third baseline of Dodger Stadium when it was empty.
Okay.
Right? So, I guess the helicopter comes over. I'm sure that was a coincidence. Fuck out of here. Drake plays for that, paid for that helicopter. Yeah. Anyway, like they get a picture of him looking up at the helicopter, like, and she's sitting there with him. Drake.
I'm glad you put it like that, cause
Drake. Yeah. Cut it out, Drake. Take it easy, my nigga. You playing that?
You gotta relax.
Chill out, bro.
The stunts is getting wild.
Yeah, I'm not mad, but like, chill. Like nobody believes that was just a coincidence.
That's from the movies. Man. I'm trying to remember what movie that was.
Dope though, but I know that was mom's. Good for him, yo.
Yeah. All right,
Drake is your step pops. You could do worse.
I'll take it. I'm a lot of money.
Yeah, you could do worse.
I said Eddie Jones was my pops in elementary school. So
let me see what's about to happen next. Okay.
Oh, he's playing for the Lakers. You mean the guy that Kobe got traded, even though he was balling back then too?
Yeah.
Let me run my shit back. Let's see what's about to happen next. Okay. Okay.
Eddie Jones is balling.
Okay.
What?
No. Nah, forget it.
I missed it.
Me too.
I said we'll see what's about to happen next. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Is that a song or something?
Nah. Sometimes he miss shit.
Nobody
shoots 100%.
That's the applause you get. You get the whack one.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Hey, all these shits ain't gonna be hits, my nigga.
Good lord. You gotta put a limit on these.
Yeah, they got B-sides on the albums too.
Listen. All right, can we talk about something else now?
Talk to me.
I don't know what, but something else. Yeah. Versus my go-to. Let's take it there. Since we're talking about New York, we weren't. But
that was a wild transition.
Dipset. Versus the Locks. Joe. We know this is going to be ageism in effect.
Joe, we'll take it from here, Joe.
Yeah. Will. Initial thoughts when you first saw it.
I am super punking that when this shit comes up. When I first saw it?
Yeah.
How can I get a ticket?
You want to be there for this?
What?
I'm just saying.
Yo, my homeboy posted. I was like, yo, give me a ticket. I'm taking the trip. I'm getting on an airplane. Uh-huh. I'm coming.
Yeah. Like, the Dipset versus Lox.
Bro. Yeah. What? I love it. Like I like that. Yeah, I'm not gonna play a song I don't like.
Right. Jimmy might.
even Jim's like song I ain't in love with. I like his personality as far as like when musically.
Smacking koofies off of people.
Koofy smacker. Mm. And it's not just them, it's all of them. And that's what I mean. Like, before I even get to who I think could possibly win this shit, mm-hmm. like, because that means I got the catalog of everybody.
I think they're just doing a group record.
Just a group record?
I think. Don't hold me to that.
If they doing just a group record, ooh, that's going to be even closer.
That's closer.
Nobody ever plays right. by the rules, though.
Right. That's even closer.
Right, because, you know, Jade already had his solo one where he barely inched out Fabulous.
Don't
so.
Do that. Don't do that.
Just a little bit.
Just a smidgen.
These verses have been coming back to back crazy, right?
Yeah. 13-7.
Yeah, is that, when is that one happening? Is that this Saturday?
August.
August 3rd.
Oh, we got time. We got time.
We got a week.
We ain't even got to do a deep dive yet. We got surface conversation now.
All right, so what's your surface score?
Only you.
You caught that one?
I saw that.
Okay, cool.
Shout out to Surface.
Yes. Yeah, Surface score is. See, this is why Joe's sitting this conversation.
See what I mean, Joe? You see that? That's why we turn your mic off. Shit like that. This shit should be done.
What you got, man? First up. He said Mad Quarter Waters, Fitted Brims, and Kennedy Fried Chicken.
Not a Kennedy Fry. Yeah, you forgot chopped cheese, man.
Yeah. That's all that's happening.
Chopped cheesed up.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Golly, man.
Really? JP said they letting everything evolve. See?
Everything?
Everything.
All right, first, the locks is winning if it's everything.
That's really good. It's not fair then.
It's not. That's the locks is winning. Like, yeah. If it's everything, the locks are winning.
Yeah, Cam going to hold it down a little bit. Yeah, but
they're going to go. They're not going to get embarrassed, but they got Biggie records. Fuck you about to play.
A lot of stuff, man. Like, listen.
All right, good luck with that shit.
Right.
But that fucking the sun don't shine forever. All right, yeah. Next.
Count that. Right.
That's so
wait,
one.
Wait. They can literally do the Soulja Boy tactic and play each one of their verses.
Every verse
off of the Benjamins.
Off the bench. Like, bro.
What's your score, man? Because we got things to get to.
13-7. Go.
13-7 locks.
That's reasonable.
They'll let you back on home with that. I'm gonna go
chase me out the park for 5 seconds. Worse than that.
Hey, yo,
no more Dykeman for you, buddy.
I miss old Dykeman points. Too much dope family right there. 12-8. Who's RR? Oh, Rough Riders. Okay, got you. That's actually a pretty good score.
It's reasonable.
Yeah, that's very reasonable. Anything 12-8, 13-7 is reasonable.
It's around that area. So yeah. Gonna be at.
I mean, if they get on a run, I could even see an 11-9 in this case. Actually, you know what? I can't.
I could see if they fucking play it wrong being a 15-5. I can see that.
It could go off the cliff the other way.
Like, this shit could go bad.
All right, so let's dive a little bit deeper then. What songs, give me two songs each side has to play. Like, if this song doesn't get played, we're not gonna overturn.
Oh boy, gotta get played.
Okay. Okay. And what else? Crazy. Since we started Dipset.
Hey, I will ask you because I got to ask this.
You can ask my question on top of a question?
No. I am because I got questions about certain records that I love. I can't tell whether or not they're more regional or not.
Okay.
Like the Dipset album with the I'm Ready and I Really Mean It, are those more regional records?
Diplomatic Immunity?
Yeah, are those more regional records?
Because
for me, they're going to go. Yeah, they'll go crazy for me. You know me. I request them shits when we go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if them shits are going to hit like that in the verses.
But they're doing this in New York.
Of course. I'm talking about for the rest of the country that watches. They know who Dipset is.
They know the demographics.
But that record may not have the same
effect. That particular record?
As it would in New York.
They don't even need to use that one, though.
You don't think?
I'm Ready?
No.
Not when you line up all the other singles. First of all, all the other solo songs need to be Cam songs. Let me just say that.
No. Juelz got it.
Think about it.
Nah, Juelz got shit. And you know what they're
going to I'm not saying he doesn't.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm just saying compared to what Cam has.
The other Dipset record is going to be balling.
You know what I'm saying?
Dipset record is balling.
I say wild.
Okay, yeah, Jim Jones. Okay, yeah. Okay, got you.
Balling and
Oh Boy.
Oh Boy, the two biggest records.
Yeah. I can agree with that. Look at you.
Those are the two biggest records in the Dipset catalog.
Yeah, that got to get played. So what about, go ahead. Who? Which one?
I don't know what you got going on over there, bro.
Cool.
You good? You been drinking?
Like, what's going on?
It's puppy love?
Push the mic in right there.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. That's why I said the kid.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Tread lightly.
Say it again.
Tread lightly.
Each and every time. Go ahead, bro.
Wild Out.
Wild Out
for the
locks. And what's the other one?
I love Wild Out.
That's all I got right now.
Okay. So am I picking I'm picking for everybody's records. I can pick anybody's.
Yep. Courtney, what up?
Oh, Dipset Anthem is retarded.
Yeah, that's going down.
I love that.
You know what I would love to see? And we talk about it all the time. This is why I'm really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the music is already going to be on level 13,000.
But I want to see the Dipset antics. You know what I mean?
Will they bring the corner store back out?
I need to see the corner store. You know what I'm saying? I need to see the interaction. I need to see the Source Awards reenacted. I need to see a 2021 version of that.
I need to see Joel's teeth fall out.
Come on, relax, man.
Y'all
come
with
on.
The big jerseys and bandanas too?
Listen.
Yo, mandatory.
Got to.
All of that.
Yo, Cam got to come out in the pink fur, don't he?
I'm trying to tell you.
Don't he got to?
This perp, though.
He got to come out in the pink fur, though. If he don't come out in the pink fur, I'm not even why. I'm turning it off.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this.
My man Cocktail Genius said, Crunk Music, Santana, Morton Music by Duke the... Yeah. He not playing Duke the God.
Duke the God's not
it's not making an appearance.
I do like that record, though.
It's a dope record.
It's
not going to make the cut. Because once again, back down to 20, it's not...
And I don't think in 20 they're going to use Crunk Music, and I like that record.
I used to work out to that record.
Ditch.
Yo, I played that record one time on vinyl.
I know that's not going
to...
Peacock. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it went off. Nuts. Went off. I'm going to tell you what I listened to the other day, and I know it's not going to be included in the verses, but I played Pull It with X and Cam on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that fucking record is so good. that record is so good.
I think that's Dan Greaves produced that?
I don't know who, but they I love it.
You know, Court would normally look that up, but, you know, since he's a little busy, you know. Yeah.
This nigga over here petting dogs like a villain. This nigga like a black villain in the James Bond movie.
Mr. Bond.
Pinkies up petting dogs.
Is that a pure breed or what?
Hell no.
No?
Nah, I'm talking shit. I have no idea.
You
said it's not?
What do you call a man? Yo, Will said it ain't full bread, bro.
My money back, my nigga.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm talking shit.
Have you named him or her yet, Court? Because we kind of done with this versus thing for now.
Not yet. I was going with Dusty because that's how I called him. I had to go bathe him. But
so you stole his dog.
It's for a significant other. Don't ask.
That's how you get back in.
Yo, listen. You either go down the third baseline or...
you got to watch it, man.
Oh.
You shouldn't have Court.
Yo, that's three-quarter Court. Yeah.
Okay.
See what I did there?
I see what he did.
Three-quarter Court.
Yeah. I got you.
Ooh, yeah. Come on, man.
Tag,
come on, man. Come on.
I got you. I got you.
Come on, man.
I see what you did.
Oh, my God.
JP said, Confessions of Fire, Money, Power, Respect. Oh, my certified gangster. Oh, yeah. I love that record, too.
I slept on Money, Power, Respect. Come on.
Yeah.
What you need, right?
Yeah.
Yo, that...
I just said we moving off of that.
I'm sorry. My ampness. So I don't know if this is true, but you know the internet has a bunch of rumors. And somebody called me and said, hey, they're actually putting the verses around a fighting match that's happening.
What?
I don't know how true that is. Anybody else say that? I heard they're putting it around a fighting match. Because you know, as soon as I seen this shit, I went to MSG.com and tried to buy some tickets. I wasn't even playing. I was like, nah, I'm dead. I will come.
Oh, so you're saying it's going to be like a UFC fight, the versus.
And that's
going to
be
then...
like right after that.
That's
which would not be a terrible idea.
Listen, they cross branded versus so much right now. Oh. When I saw them get in with Peloton and the bike and all of that, I was like, nice. What are they doing? And it's just all it is. And I'm hating
the same
this
shit
is like
you've been doing.
Yeah. We're just putting the name versus and saying versus playlist and putting it on your Peloton
brilliant
app.
Cut the check.
I take it.
Thank you.
I take it. Appreciate you.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I saw that too. That simple shit was ingenious.
Hey, I need to see who's on here before I say that. Because I like, I'm appreciating what Court is lining up right now. I really am.
I got another question. Yo, he going to play, super pause before I say it. He going to play Suck It or Not?
I don't even want to respond to that. So.
No, I mean, that's an ill-ass record. That's
He can.
I think he will.
Okay.
That shit going to come on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm talking about something else now.
We damn sure were like 5 minutes ago.
I'm about to have a Dipset versus in the car on the way home.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the viewership up, and you just over here.
Talk to me.
Yo, play Cam's demo record. Like, really? 357, that's what we're doing? I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
So, question.
What up?
Since you guys are two
old guys.
Well-seasoned.
Oh, I like well-seasoned better.
I like
old
season.
Guys.
Yeah.
Shout you out right there.
Well-seasoned brothers.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
The baby was approached by... two young fellas.
Damn, I thought we was going somewhere else. All right, go ahead.
Trying to sell some candy. And the whole perspective of the question is basically if you ask the kids how much the candy is and they tell you some wild amount because they think you have money, do you just go ahead and bless them or do you teach them the lesson of doing good business and being honest up front?
I walk off.
Both. I'm gonna do both.
You lost a sale,
I don't want to spend too much time here. I just feel like people are coming at the baby's neck because he would lay down.
What, how much did they say?
They said 200
for now, what, a chocolate bar?
All right, we got you. Come on.
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right. Mind you, let me tell you now. There's two perspectives to this.
All right.
One is people were saying that maybe the kids didn't know how to count. They didn't know how much product they had.
21.
But I feel like any kid that know when they come out to sell something, they're going to know how much they walk home that, with.
Yeah, let's not be retarded. Yeah.
If anything, I know how much I'm going to make. You know what I mean? Two, somebody said he asked the kids how much y'all want.
Yeah.
Like, as if, like
reasonable.
Quantity instead of the cost. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, how much you want? You feel me? Like, then they probably took it as, like, yo, he probably just asking us, regardless of whatever I'm selling, how much I want. You feel me? So they probably just threw a number out there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Maybe he was probably asking them, like, how much is it for the actual candy? They probably took it as, it's choice of words now. Yeah. You got to think about it. The details of the words, the kids trying to misconstrue it. You know?
See, in situations like that, when I look like the Water Boys, I'm going to compare it to that. That'd be on, if you were in Atlanta, the Water Boys be out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I pull up, I might give him a buck. I have no interest in that water you're selling. Right. But I just want to be like, yeah, you're not out here fucking robbing and killing people, hopefully. Here's a dollar, keep the water, sell it to somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I see that, and baby, when I'm holding the level, clearly we're in different tax brackets. You know what I mean? I would tell him, hey, you ain't never got to, swindle nobody,
right.
But I'm gonna give you $100 just because, like, I like what you're doing.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean. So, like, that approach, I like. That's why I said I'd have probably did both.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have shitted on them, but I would definitely like, hey, yo, don't cheat people out of shit.
Right.
But here's $100 and keep up the good work.
Got you.
Yawn.
Fucking
bored.
This
I'm bored. Not with the question.
I'm gonna tell you what this nigga would have did.
Go ahead. Let me
slap the candy out of the can. Fucking candy out of here, little nigga.
You do know me. Listen.
Get off the block, little nigga.
Big worm.
A chocolate bar gets stolen in a park I want in.
Oh, was this candy? Oh, let me see it. Fuck these kids.
Right.
Thank you. That's the word we was looking for.
No, I'm like, that's not the right answer.
Huh? It's not?
No.
Okay.
You're not what we're doing. You love the kids, bro.
Yeah. Somebody else said that earlier, and I was like,
nah, me to ask the chick. You got a babysitter?
No, you know what? You know what? We got to pivot real quick.
Go.
Shout out my man Ed. My man Ed, Orlando, hit me today. Some great news, right? Really great news.
Go.
Well, I can't say that part. Ooh, I almost let that. Ooh, I almost did that. So
ruining
him. Him and his lady have twins on the way.
Nice.
Yes. Expected sometime in September.
Congrats.
Right. And he calls me. Says
he brought $200.
Mm-hmm. Yo,
that's what I would have did. Right,
that's what you would have done.
I got 2 years.
I probably would have sent it to him too. Like, yeah. No, he asked me to be the godfather. Oh, one of the godfathers.
Okay. He knows you?
Knows me pretty well. Yeah, he knows me pretty well. 20 plus years. 20
his
plus
judgment
years.
Might be off.
So I was very honored. Honestly. Yeah, honored and humbled and caught me off guard, man. Yeah. So
got a little teared up?
Man, listen.
I like it.
Twins? Come on.
I like
that's
it.
A huge responsibility.
That's a huge responsibility. Yeah. You know
somebody
what I'm saying?
That to you, that's almost like it's saying, I trust you.
Yeah. A little bit.
I would never do that to you.
I would.
That's a whole lot of trust.
Listen, the Godfather store is now closed, okay?
I see how you treat kids with candy. I'm not doing that.
Wait a minute.
What I was going to say was,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If I know the kids,
yeah,
it's different.
Right.
If I don't know them, they got to learn the hard way.
Yikes.
They gotta learn the hard way.
You are.
What?
Jesus, man.
What did you say about Shakur earlier?
Hey, you're right.
Exactly. Thank you. I don't want to hear you're that. Right. So anyway, that was my good news for the week because, like, you know, I needed
Black
that.
Black Hitler.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Very mean.
Man, that.
Very mean.
I'm offended by you saying that. So.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
How'd you know?
What?
Anyway, question. I think Nas might like this one.
Thank you. He likes all nothing. Right.
So,
go ahead.
Since you guys are two well-seasoned brothers.
Yeah.
Sounds like a playback, but go ahead.
What would y'all take from this new generation that you feel would be most useful or most valuable for the old generation?
How much time we got?
No, I'm just, I guess, I would ask in what in what lane are we talking about? Is this like in
I guess you could this general be life, like, be like general Uber, business? Like, I wish we had Uber back in my day.
Okay.
What do you wish is going on right
what
now?
Amenity. Okay. Yeah, we were going somewhere else. So what amenity would I take back?
Yeah.
I was still pretty young when cell phones started, like really being cell phones. So I'm not gonna say that.
I really don't care.
Uber. Then we had cabs, but Uber is super convenient, and I can't have one without the other. Like I need cell phones to have Uber.
nice catch.
Yeah, like that shit is like you can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it would be the cell phone. Just because that shit is.
You know, the cell phone was invented in like 19.
I'm not talking about the fucking suitcase cell phone. Like I'm talking about the, like not the suitcase cell phone, like the real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ones you actually can use. Flip phones on.
Yeah, I got okay. You. Like shit that took pictures. Like you don't understand. Like we had 1 megapixel cameras. We couldn't tell that shit. We was amped. That shit looks so terrible when you go back and look at some of them old like flip phone cameras. He was like, yeah, you can't see shit.
Fun fact: did you know Soulja Boy was the first rapper with an iPhone?
Was he
first rapper to be offered to advertise the iPhone? Whatever.
Same thing.
It's just funny saying. No, let me get back to your question because I'm going to answer it my way anyway. Go. What I would do and tell this new generation is stop sharing every damn thing, number one. Number two, stop crying on camera. Number three, asking people for money through Cash App just because it's your damn birthday. Yeah, number four.
That. Oh, God.
What?
No, I know. You got it. Get it off. Get it off.
This is not
what I like this. I like this.
Yeah, I like this.
I like the energy.
Definitely needed this.
I was thinking running down the list here. Like, you had this shit prepared.
Oh, I mean, it has not been happening for the last 15 to 20 years.
I can tell you, this shit annoys you.
Come but on, no, man. The question, though, no, not. Say, all right.
You can tell.
What? All right.
I said, okay. No, that's what I was asking.
What would you, what, all right. What from the new generation you wish that you had back in your day? It could be like anything as simple as one
back
of them
in
electric,
my day.
Electric scooters, bro, to ride around the hood with. Like back then, yo, we had
an opinion.
I can tell you what.
We'd have one of them birds around the city.
I'm gonna tell you. How about I flip it? Now I'll tell you what I'm glad we ain't.
Yeah, what's good?
I'm gonna tell you what we glad that we didn't have.
Okay.
Have electric scooters in the hood. Bro.
I'm glad we didn't have. I'm glad we didn't have social media.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all, some of y'all niggas will still be in prison.
He's not talking about me, but
not you, not but you know some niggas. Some of y'all niggas still be locked up.
Man, that first trip to Carabana
bro,
back
let me
in
tell you something, man.
Anyway.
You were breaking all kind of international laws.
Yo, listen, you just reminded me of that with the Toronto hat.
It's a pro and a con to it, though, bro. Yeah. Think about it. What if the girl from that just won the spelling bee thing?
You wouldn't know about it.
Shouts out to her. Y'all wouldn't know nothing about
it.
No,
wait a minute. Let's stop for a second. Because we just blowing by all this stuff, talking about all this negative stuff I don't care about. She was the first African American young lady to ever win. The Schmitz and Schneider, I forget the name of it.
That was a good attempt, though.
I tried.
Yeah.
The Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Scrimps.
Thank you, Joe.
Scrimps. What?
No, we didn't say Scrimps. So, no, we got a matter of fact, she get the real applause. We get the real applause. But, no, that was big. That was very impressive.
You know she got, like, 2 scholarships? Full
she can hoop.
Scholarships?
Only 2?
Louisiana Tech, and I think.
She can hoop, too. I'm not seen
that. Oh, yeah, she can ball. Like,
only 2, though? That's got to go up. We need the numbers higher.
It will. They were early to the party. That was all.
Yeah.
Try to get in early before Duke or some LSU caller.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart on that part. Pre-ride.
All right. My bad, Corey. Go ahead with your question now.
That was.
Yeah, we could.
Nah, I wanted to stop and acknowledge her because that was a huge accomplishment.
I was basically just saying, like, you know, if it wasn't for social media, nobody would have known that really happened unless you read the paper.
Isn't it on ESPN every year? What's on ESPN this year, right?
Yeah, it's on ESPN.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like as far as the scholarship offers and things like that, I think that came from just the buzz and everything.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, she is what, 13?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, I was watching her little hoop videos.
She ill. Bro, she handling the ball like 6 balls, bro. She do the whole 9.
I'm sorry, what?
Excuse my language.
You know she's 13, right?
6 basketballs.
You gotta chill.
She was doing her thing.
You gotta chill.
See what happens when we take a week off?
Speaking of ball handling.
Wow.
He be watching NBA playoffs?
I knew that's where you was going.
No?
I did.
It's 2-2, my nigga. You was dead wrong. You said they were getting swept.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you're right.
I did not say that at all.
Completely made that up.
What has happened is what I said was going to happen. It was going to be 2-2 and it's going to go 7 games. That's what I said. And I think it's going to be Phoenix in 7.
You're a gambling man, Court.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you surprised that it's 2-2?
No. I knew
really?
I knew it was going to go down like this.
Okay.
Man, listen. All right, me personally, I knew the Bucks was going to win that game last night, but as far as the whole series, I got Phoenix.
Yeah. You know, how many?
Home team? Hmm?
Six, seven?
Six. I got them six.
So they're going to get one in Milwaukee. What you say? I'm going to let you talk. This is really y'all segment because, you know, when I talk about sports, you know, shit happens.
I don't know, man. I really want Chris Paul to win.
I honestly feel like their only weakness, Phoenix's only weakness is DeAndre Ayton staying out of foul trouble. Honestly,
yeah, and Chris Paul not. Well, anyway.
I mean, what other objective do you really have other than stop Giannis? But you're not going to stop him. You only maintain him. So keep.
They don't even call a charge. The man charges people halfway through
it's his game, bro. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, you speak on this.
No, that's his game. That's like they ain't call us. They ain't call what him. What up? What Shaq. Shaq did the same shit. He just did it closer to the basket. Did the same shit. They ain't call him.
Lou, I had to read the whole name to realize it was you. Exploratory Creations.
Suns
Art.
Is the better team, man. Well-rounded team.
Lou, what up, bro?
Yeah, man. If you ever in Kanye's and you want to take some art classes,
or get a cut,
but more importantly, the art classes, because that's what he's on right now. The sketches and all that. We got some other art programs coming up too.
Super creative.
Make sure, right? Yeah. Shout out, my man Lou. Make sure y'all flawless cuts. All right, I just want to take that second out because Lou be like, "Yo, you ain't showing me no love, son." Like, yo, I got
you. It's always love.
Always love, son. You already know I do. Man, Joe, did you turn that up? You going deaf? Anyway, so go ahead.
He said, "Joe, did you? Did one? You touch the? No.
Did you touch my button? Like I live here?
Not
like
the this buttons. Is my house.
Is it Suns and Seven? All right,
Suns and Seven.
Yeah, give him a quick breakdown so we get to something else.
Nah, Suns and Seven sounds accurate to me.
That's it.
I want Chris Paul to get a ring, so I'm just
kind of emotional about it.
Emotional.
It's a little bit tied to it.
Not necessarily emotional.
I'm just saying, I'm tired, aren't you? You know, so you know,
I got a. That's funny. What's the?
I'm like, you gonna tell us?
What's the most embarrassing moment? All right, or maybe do you notice?
I do notice
as a father.
Oh, here we go.
What's the like? Has it ever been like a time your daughter came to you and was like, "Yo, dad, like you went, that was crazy." Like,
what, far, in a good way
far,
or bad way?
No, and as far as being embarrassed, has that ever happened?
What's today? What are you talking about? Wait. You do know this is the fun part of being a father, right?
So, was that? Tell me about the time you knew it was going to be super embarrassing, and you like, I'm doing this.
I think it was one of the trips to the malls. I
oh, this is good.
Oh man, it's been so many. Cause I was that. Listen, I'm getting kind of rusty now because you know, she's older and she
knows your shenanigans.
She
now.
Knows my games, right?
I'm not falling for this trick.
Listen, so the dad jokes don't hit the same way anymore because she's older.
I know what you're doing.
I know where you're going. You set me up.
Yeah.
So to remember, I'd have to ask her, really, because I was on it from.
Yeah. So give
you
me
a remember. Okay. So
maybe not the worst one, but just give me an example.
Let me just paint this picture. Go. Okay. You know, me and my daughter's mother, I had my daughter on my own. You know, I was just hanging out and spending time with me since she's been like 3 years old.
Gotcha.
So I used to have to, you know, go with her in the bathrooms and all that stuff at Targets and all that stuff like that. And I remember to one point, I think she was like five. And I was, you know, getting ready to go in there, making sure somebody else was in there. She was like, "Dad, I got this." I was like, "Oh, okay. All right. I'm away here. I'm gonna go get some gummy bears. I'm gonna be right here." So yeah. But she knew. She caught on pretty quick to me and my jokes, cause it's listen. I used to exaggerate the hell out of them. Like, you ready for it?
Yeah.
And then say the punchline.
That should be trash.
Oh my gosh, nah, it would hit. And she'd just look at me and be like,
stone face. nice try, Dad. Keep practicing.
I'm gonna ask you that. I'm gonna ask you that next year. I mean, for next week.
So mine is like I purposely like my kids. He hates when I dance.
Yeah, dancing is always a giveaway. Always
I
a day giveaway. Always.
Hate.
Always.
And I'm a fucking fantastic dancer. I would argue my two-step is one of the greatest of all times.
Okay.
Put my two-step against anybody's.
That was imitation of your kids.
I'm like, dunk.
When you danced.
Yeah, that's how they be looking like, Jesus Christ. But I noticed it at the wedding. Like, we got at a wedding recently. Like, and I was like, "Hey, come here, come dance with me." They was like, "Yo, you're embarrassing us." And they said it like dead serious, like, no, like, nah, dead ass, like, you're embarrassing.
Did they get something to drink first? Like, were they warming up? Like,
yo. But, like, I always think it's funny, and I don't really do nothing crazy, but it's just.
What are you doing, like, Running Man type stuff?
No, hell no. I told you, I'm a two-step guy.
Roger Rabbit? None of that?
No, I ain't doing that.
Come on,
that
man.
That would be embarrassing.
Yo, dancing nowadays is way too difficult. I be telling my little sister, like, I can't keep
up. You're not a big TikTok guy, Court?
Bro, I can't keep up.
Man. Do you have a TikTok?
Of course he does.
I'm just asking.
You heard that pause in his voice. Nah. I'd rather not say.
I can't confidently tell someone, yo, follow my TikTok.
seems excessive. Right.
Dudes would be like, yo. All right.
So what you doing there?
On TikTok.
Nothing. Nothing too much.
So the dancing is what does it.
The dancing and what does it. And there's been times where I purposely will do some goofy ass dance just because, like, I do TikToks, but I do it with my, like, my niece who do them on my RC. Like,
y'all be killing though.
I'll be.
No, nigga, but you and Corey? Yeah.
Oh, no, because I'm nice. Killing, I tell you,
yeah.
I'm nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, Corey be holding most of the talent down, but, you know,
yeah, there's no argument there. She's a much better dancer than I am. But now I'll be getting to it, bro. I'll be amped. Yeah. Like, I don't even go in. You see, where you fuck up is. No with the, with these TikToks, is you're going half-assing. Now you got to commit, bro.
You got to commit.
Got to commit, bro. Back. Yeah, whether you're trash or not, yo, just commit.
Right.
Shit gonna work out. So I go ham. All
right.
Yeah, I mean, I really learned that.
All right.
But only the easy ones, because so I think I got like two under my belt, you know what I mean? Mm. TikTok, you know what I mean? Maybe like JV TikTok.
You just reminded me of something, too.
What's that?
When you're talking about most embarrassing moment. It wasn't embarrassing.
Sure.
I used to go extra. Nook, what up? I used to go extra hard on my daughter's basketball games. Oh. Like, I was super fan dad. I was that guy.
I could definitely
see
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because my father used to do that. And my father's voice.
What the fuck?
Nah, he's not like that.
No?
I can't remember last
time. He's out there betting on kids game?
He don't even talk like that.
You be putting wages up for your daughter's team?
Nah, respectable Jamaican royal team. What's wrong with you, man? We don't speak like that. We have other people speak for us.
Anyway. It's my only person at the kids' basketball game with an air horn and a blowtorch.
That does sound like me.
Yo, sir, we're inside, sir.
So. But anyway,
he out there with the hairspray with the light attached to it.
Yeah, doing all of that. So okay, so let's
sir.
For
sir.
What you and your antics, right?
Yes.
When it comes to the fatherhood part, what is coming up? Because your kids are about to hit the teenage years in a minute.
Yeah.
And you got to ratchet crazy, it up, man. You really to really well number one
ratchet
to really to support them on another level number one, and then the other side of it to really embarrass them, it's going to take some work. Yeah. I'm telling you from experience. So what you got planned?
How far am I willing to go?
Yep.
Have we met?
I'm just wondering if you thought about it.
That's jumping out the window.
I'm just want to see it. Greenwood whiskey. What up, fam?
I might show up in a tux.
Yeah, I think that's Sheldon on that count. Yeah. But anyway.
To random shit that doesn't require.
Let me show you what you went for, just so you know. My daughter was in eighth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday's March 15th. She was at, what was middle school she had? Junior high. Anyway, the point is, it was her birthday. I said, I'm going to surprise her and bring her this big bouquet of roses mm-hmm. on her birthday. Make her feel special. Right. Let these other little chumps know.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
Yeah, right? So she come down the hallway, and she see me. And she see the flowers. I mean, she see the roses, and she just looks at me. Thanks, Dad. I gotta go back to class now. I'm like, that's it. That's all I get. That's it. Just so you know.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, that's how I felt.
I kind of felt like that was a good play.
I was like this. That's how I felt. That's how I felt.
Standing there, like, all right, that's, I guess.
All right.
Went all right.
Yeah.
I guess it could have went worse.
But that's the thing about these kids, man. They're so used to that it's hard to really shock them and surprise them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like I said, I just told that story so you know what you're in for.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, you got
to
do it.
Hey, the funny shit is, like, as a dad, when you hit that point where they're starting to outgrow shit,
yeah.
But you know it, but, like, the moment when you catch that you outgrowed it, like, you bought her something and she's like, oh, thanks. You're like, oh.
So we're not into this
so
anymore?
These aren't cool anymore? I'm 2 weeks late? Because like 2 weeks ago, you loved this shit.
Yeah, look at the non-fathers in the room. You see this? You see this?
look at this.
Look at this. Come here.
Look at this.
Look at this.
But nah, man.
Court, can we get back to the puppy, though?
Still my favorite job all the time.
Because I really want to. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me not try to.
Bring the puppy to the stage.
Yeah, man. Come on. Let the people see what we so enamored with.
Since you.
Because I don't think she. You know what?
This nigga bring a dog.
Mind you, this is the runt, man.
This nigga bring a dog to work. You are fired, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Nah, he can't. Nah, he said, you can't hold her.
If this dog pisses the shit to me.
Why you gonna? Nah, I don't. You're nah, fine. You good. See that?
ratings right there. Hold on, man.
Who the fuck doesn't love puppies?
Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
If I was white, I would kiss the dog, but you know.
You gonna do that off camera.
What you got to say?
Feed me. Yeah, that's just about it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, he's
full bred,
blue eyed.
Man. I salute this. What you're doing. I want to talk about it, but I know we got to wait.
Nah, don't do
so,
that.
So, come on. Like, we're going to wait. I just wanted y'all to see.
Nah, man.
Oh, man. We missed y'all, though.
You a dog guy? Cat guy? Or no pets at all?
No pets at all. When my daughter was a baby, not a baby, but young, I copped out, and we did the fish. We did the turtle. Anything that took easy. less cleanup. Yeah, nah, I'm not walking.
I always
wonder
if that's a smart. Probably both smart and easy.
It's great. What you mean? Doughboy, what's good? Doughboy like filling the building. No, it's great because if the pet died, I really didn't have to tell her. You know what I mean? You just go replace it. But, you know, see what I'm saying? Yeah, come on.
See what you did.
Yeah, I'm outside.
See what you did.
Yeah. So thankfully.
Thankfully.
It only happened once. And she was like, yeah, I don't want no more pets.
I'm all set with this.
I'm good. I told her, though.
Yeah.
It was a whole Facebook conversation. I think she was like 6 or 7. But anyway.
I killed the dog.
What?
Huh? No. Sorry. Wait. Go.
I promise we'll be better next week, y'all. I promise you. I promise we're going to be better next week, dude. Oh, man. Shout out my man SNS Life. My man Thomas and his arm.
So what you got going on this weekend?
Hold on, I was trying to give my man a shout out.
Oh, my fault. I'm gonna interrupt you. Go ahead.
Get this out the way. So
shit off.
Yeah, man. Perp life, man. This is what it's about at this point.
Perp.
It was so the perp life, the purple color. That's why I'm moving.
Okay.
Late summer, early fall. this is where we at. This is where we at with it. But now I just wanted to show some love. Show some love. SNS Life.
I like
on Instagram and stuff like that. So you know, it's I pulled out some old kicks and I was like, you know what?
Spread I need
some my life, yo. So I said, you know, I don't be trying to flash and stuff like that, but I had to. I'll perish. See what I'm saying? See?
Nigga dug them shits out.
I did. Can you tell?
Basement.
No, not
they beat to death. I'm just saying, like, I can tell. Like, you dug
the style,
them shits
right?
Up.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, I need some more designers out there. Black designers out there. Black designers only. I need some more purple stuff. I need some more purple. I need some more gray. So. Just putting that out there.
I got some perp.
Yeah, so we're not talking about that.
No. Okay.
Anything else before we get out of here? Will is about to run us into the ground. If it wasn't a Shakira, Shakori conversation, it was going to be something else. Shakira. Yeah, let's get out of here, man.
I'm done.
We can tell.
We had some else. My fault. Go.
I thought we was gonna talk about some new music, but yeah, we do need to go. Get on the show out here. Appreciate y'all singing with us. Yeah, you see what happens when you don't come.
I'm sorry, sir. Right. I'll do better.
We're gonna have a pre-production meeting next week. I'm trying to tell y'all, and we're going back on Twitch next week as well. My Twitch peoples. Yeah. So, yeah.
Pause for applause.
Thanks for tuning in.
Appreciate y'all for sticking with us, and you know. We had a puppy on the show, so that's a bright spot.
We had a puppy on the show. That's a bright spot. Special guest. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. We got to name this dog, so.
Yeah, come on.
Suggestions.
Yeah.
Suggestions will be dope.
I like that.
Suggestions will be dope. Yeah. I'm going with.
Cleophas.
Sparky.
Sparky's trash.
Sparky?
I want something, bro, that's not that I'm not going to get annoyed by saying a million times.
Barack.
I'm going to get annoyed by saying Barack a million times.
Wait, so is this yours or this is going to be a gift?
All right. So we're going to name the dog. This is a girl.
It's a boy.
Giannis. No.
He's a runt. He's a runt, so he can't be Giannis.
CP.
Wow. Nice. That's what we're doing?
I'm going to do that.
I ain't going to lie. It's going to have to go down to the person it's going to.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But we can play around and say, imaginarily, if you were going to keep.
It's going to be a soft name now.
Yeah. Right. Kinky.
Fucking.
Kinky.
Max. His name
is Kenneth.
Right. Give him a real fucking name.
Lawrence. Leave Bubbles alone.
It's a boy, bro.
I'm glad you're preparing yourself.
Yeah, chill out. Don't do that.
You're not far away from
identity issues.
Listen, yo,
This guy's gonna.
I'm so glad you didn't bring up the cereal. But anyway, so
forgot the cereal.
Oh my gosh, I was we was almost out. We gotta go.
Nah, I ain't gonna do this for the cereal.
Yeah, because I didn't. Anyway, all right.
Uh-oh. Man. Get ourselves in trouble.
Nah, not me. Yeah, I ain't had no problem.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Yeah.
But anyway, so see y'all next week. We're gonna talk about some music next week, and we're gonna catch y'all up on a couple TV shows that actually. You remember my? You know what? I ain't got time.
Damn it,
Joe. Okay. All right.
Cool.
See, that's why he got. All right, we out here, man. On
3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Oh my God. You're welcome, America.